Right. Well, this is the Equifax breach. It was in the news a lot a couple of years ago when it first happened. You know, Equifax, one of the three big credit reporting bureaus that has access to all of our financial information and financial history and personal information, the types of things that, you know, your banker always wants to know before he lends you money. Well, these are the clearinghouses that maintain those files on all of us. So they have a lot of personal information. Equifax was hacked. And unfortunately, one of the reasons they were vulnerable to a hack, we believe, was that they had ignored advice to upgrade their digital security system. So it's not just that they were the victim here. It's that they should have known that as a holder of all this sensitive information, they needed to do better to have state-of-the-art protection. They didn't do that. And as a result, they were vulnerable and got hacked. And it was a lot of Americans, individuals, who were harmed as a result. About 1.1 million Kansans, so about a third of our population, actually had some or all of their personal information stolen from Equifax. And obviously, once it's stolen, we don't know where it goes. It may wind up on the black web, the dark web. It may wind up in the hands of a state actor somewhere. It may wind up, you know, being sold to identity thieves or to the highest bidder. But all of those people, about a third of our state, are at risk for years to come of disruptions in their lives through identity theft or otherwise because of this hack. And so we were engaged with all the other states as well as the federal government in trying to get a settlement with Equifax for their misconduct. They've agreed to that now. Most importantly, they've changed their behavior going forward. They've agreed to a variety of steps to make sure their data is much safer going forward. And that's really the critical piece, so this hopefully never happens again. And keeps Kansans safe in that sense. They've also agreed to provide some remediation to folks who were harmed. And there's lots of little pieces to this. But basically, if you became the victim of ID theft because your information was stolen from Equifax, if you spent a lot of time or money trying to minimize your risk, like by going and getting extra credit reports to monitor your credit, or paying for a credit monitoring service, or, you know, spending hours on the phone changing credit card numbers and bank numbers and all that stuff to try to protect yourself, there's at least an opportunity now to get some compensation for that. So anybody who thinks they've been affected, there is a separate website they can go to, but they can get there through the Attorney General's site, which is www.inyourcornerkansas.org. That's our consumer site. That'll link over to the site where they can file a claim if they're eligible and hopefully get at least some compensation.
Okay. And along with that, it was announced that that consumer site, you guys have recovered $16 million in people's money in 2018. Where did that all come from?
Right. We do a lot of consumer protection work at the Kansas Attorney General's office. It's one of our main focuses. We like doing that work because it just makes you feel good. When, right. You know, a Kansan's gotten ripped off, they come to us for help, and we're able to help them get their money back. That's just, you know, it's happy work in that sense. And unfortunately, it's a volume business. There's a lot of crooks and criminals out there. We had a robust year in 2018. Our consumer team recovered about $16.4 million for either individual Kansans in the form of restitution or for all Kansans in the form of penalties or other things paid into the state treasury. And that's, you know, it's a good year. It's not our best year. Actually, our best year we recovered was over $60 million. That was an outlier. It was a very big year. But it was a good year. And I think on our watch now, I've been doing this job about, I'm in my ninth year. We've done 8 years of reports. And I believe over those 8 years, we've now recovered something like $225 million for Kansas consumers and taxpayers just from our consumer work alone. So we do a lot of it, and it's everything from door-to-door peddlers that, you know, had a high-pressure sales tactic at some Kansan's doorstep and convinced them to pony up $2,000 for a driveway overlay to, you know, drug marketing scheme where we've accused some of the biggest companies in the United States of illegally rigging prices on their products. It's and everything in between. So we do the whole gamut.